The David Roddy Show, presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza.
Five minutes after the 1 o'clock hour, and it is time for the David Roddy Show, presented by the one and only Crazy Carl's Pizza. I'm sure a lot of people going to the game tonight are gonna make a stop at Crazy Carl's Pizza before they get ready for this huge game. Sold out at Moby Arena. Moby Madness continues to rock and roll. David, are you getting used to that yet, man? Will we just say Moby Arena? Another game sold out yet again.
I'm not getting used to it still. It still surprises me every time that, you know, people are camped out for the game and everything. So, man, it's awesome.
It's absolutely awesome, man. And I've been told the doors are going to open up at 6 o'clock. It's going to be cold, but I don't think people care. I mean, there was a couple of games ago, David, where I think the student section broke a record, and there was ice everywhere. It was freezing cold. That did not deter anybody. The students, all they did was come in and break a record. Rams fans are like the mailman. Nothing's going to stop them from coming to this game tonight to see Colorado State in action, and that's got to be really cool for you to have as far as that support factor.
Yeah, no, it's awesome for people to go through the frozen tundra before New Mexico and slipping everywhere and, you know, going to class and warm through the snow is just awesome. And hopefully, I mean, there should be about like maybe hot chocolate or something or heaters. Hopefully they're outside and they can stay warm before they get into the game.
Yeah, maybe. I'll give you an update because I'm going tonight. I'm going as a fan tonight, David. So I already asked Kevin Lytle if there was any secret entrance I could sneak into, but he's not budging. So I'll keep you updated if there's any kind of heating device out there.
Okay, that'll be good.
All right, man. Big one tonight. Of course, the last time you guys played, it was weird, David. Like, I know you guys felt, obviously, it was a loss, but so many fans walked away going, my goodness, that was just a great basketball game. That still might be one of the best basketball games I've seen of the year so far. But I know when you guys walk away, at the end of the day, it was a loss. But didn't you still walk away going, man, this was just what you play this game for? You want to be in these incredible games where both teams are just delivering punch after punch.
Yeah, I 100% agree. You know, again, you know, that's just the game of basketball and the beauty of it. You know, again, a rivalry that's, you know, old as dust. So, you know, to be in that rivalry and, you know, to have, you know, those circumstances online and everything, man, it's just a great experience. And, you know, again, you know, it's tough that we lost, but, you know, here's another chance to, you know, make that right tonight. And, you know, that's the most exciting thing about conference basketball is, you know, usually you get another chance at it. So it's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, in this conference, every single game means something. I mean, last night we see Boise State and San Diego State going at it, and we're all watching every single game looking at, okay, what does this mean? What does this mean? Well, this is one of those that I think people, you know, it's going to be on CBS Sports tonight too, so I think people well outside of the Mountain West Conference are looking at this one going, man, this isn't just a big game in the conference. This is a big, meaningful game for what these two potential teams are going to be doing. I mean, I think a lot of eyes are going to be on this one tonight.
Yeah, I think so too. You know, this season has been an amazing thing for the Mountain West and CSU as well. You know, so many national televised games and so many huge games, and, you know, people from the East Coast are actually staying up now and watching, you know, West Coast basketball, which is awesome to hear, because, you know, there's a lot of great basketball out here. So, man, it's, you know, for the Mountain West to get the national recognition that it's getting is just, you know, it's just awesome to see.
I'm telling you, man, I've watched a lot of Mountain West games, and I've never had more fun than, and obviously way more fun watching you guys. And I'm not just saying that because you're on and you're much bigger than me, David, but I've more fun watching the Rams. But collectively watching this conference, I'm like bummed out when I look and there's not a Mountain West game on television. It's kind of depressing. That's how fun this conference has been.
Yeah, I feel the same way. When there's no basketball on, whether it's, you know, the big time, you know, conferences or even our conference, is just like, oh, like, what am I supposed to do with my evening from now on, you know? So, every single game is a show, and it's, you know, probably most of them are going down in history books, you know, program to program. So, man, it's just an amazing time to be a Mount West, you know, Mountain West team.
Yeah, like we said, that Boise State-San Diego State game comes down to the wire yet again. So that was a crazy game. Some unexpected missed free throws, and then Boise State gets to the line, and that's kind of what we come to expect now from these, especially these top tier teams. When you look at the last time around, you know, and I know we're going almost a month ago when you guys played Wyoming. This was a back-and-forth game. I mean, at halftime, you guys were up 35-34. Wyoming scores 36-35. You guys go to overtime. Crazy calls late in that one. We see Graham EK get fouled out. The very next possession, you get fouled out. And I think a lot of Rams fans felt like, is that just a makeup call there on Roddy? And I think a lot of people were pretty upset by it.
Yeah, you know, it's pretty tough. You know, again, that's just, you know, how the game was being called. You know, there's nothing I could really do about it. You know, just but to be careful even more, you know, today. But the rest, you know, around the country are, you know, unfortunately getting a lot of, you know, criticism towards them. But there's probably a shortage, and you know, these guys are, you know, they're humans as well. So kind of got to give them, you know, a little bit of slack. But you know, hopefully, you know, everything will be good tonight, and we're just going to have a fun and competitive game.
I think it's well said by you. That's a great point about the official shortage as well. And I know you know even in frustration moments you'll try to talk to the refs. And I think officials really appreciate it rather than you know a lot of guys are just screaming at the refs nonstop. I like what you guys have done. And again, I think that's typically going to help you out down the road when you are asking officials to take a look at things a little bit deeper. And I know that was an unfortunate way to end that one personally for you. I know it was a loss, but where does that game, like, I mean, I know as playing in the game, where does that game rank as far as some of the great games you've been involved in?
Man, it's got to be up there. You know, again, it was just a back and forth battle the entire time. You know, Wyoming is a great team, a great offensive team. So, you know, it was just a new challenge and, you know, how they play with their pace. I think they're one of the slowest paces in college basketball right now, but, you know, they're really good. So it's like, you know, it's really tough on defense just to guard for basically 30 seconds or even more. But, you know, it's definitely up there for sure, just in most memorable, you know, whether it's a win or loss, most memorable game.
David, is it hard to take, you know, film study from a game like this? Because I look at it as a fan and I'm like, that game was perfect. I mean, both teams were just really, really good. I mean, I don't want to say flawless basketball, but it was darn close. Whereas if it's a blowout or something, you can go, okay, yeah, everything went wrong. Turnovers, we weren't hitting shots. This is one of those games where you got to feel like you played extremely well. How difficult a film study is that to take away from a close game like that?
It's tough. You know, fresh after a loss, it's definitely tough to, you know, kind of flush it and learn from it. But, you know, games like this isn't really just X's and O's. It's really about who can play the most disciplined and who can play the hardest, you know, for the longest time. So, you know, it's 40 minutes of consistent mental toughness, just sticking to our, you know, principles on defense. It's not really, you know, oh, if this play happens, you know, you're not worried about, you know, any shooters or anything. It's just really about the play after the play. So it's one of those just fights that we're going to have to go through tonight. And, you know, we're all excited and ready for it.
What stood out to you the most when you guys did break that down? And I'm sure you've done some refreshers and going back over and everything. But what stood out as far as something where as a team collectively you go, okay, we can adjust that. That's something we can fix for tonight.
Yeah, I would say maybe just pushing our pace a little bit more. You know, transition was, you know, helpful for us, you know, during the game. So, you know, just obviously to say being more aggressive on offense and, you know, just playing at our pace, for most of the game rather than trying to play at their pace. You know, they're a half court walk up team and, you know, we're good at both. So, you know, transition offense is going to be, you know, super key for us.
Hunter Maldonado, and again, there's four major stars in this game tonight. You, of course, being one of those guys. Isaiah Stevens, Graham EK, Hunter Maldonado had a beautiful game. You know, he had 35 points in that game against you guys. But that's where you got to be careful, right? You can't say, okay, well, we got to neutralize him because they're similar as far as their roster depth. I should say they have guys that on any given night can still do something. I know their stats don't show it, but you know. know, there's a lot of Wyoming people that are saying, hey, there might be certain players like an Xavier Ducell that could shine given the opportunity. So when you look at it, they have the stars, but I do think that there's maybe two or three guys on this roster that are still capable of putting together some nice games.
Yeah, that's a great point. You know, everybody is a you know, everybody that we play is a Division I basketball player, so everybody can go off for 20 at any night. The way that their offense is ran, that you know any of the shooters can you know get hot. You know, Drake Jeffries is you know one of the best shooters in the country right now. So you know, Ducell as well, and all those guys can you know just burn the net off the rim. So you know, for them to you know have a big game, we're just gonna have to focus on that and you know just stick to our plan of you know trying to neutralize everybody as much as possible and win the game.
Yeah, it's going to be a big game tonight. I know Coach Medved has talked about it. He's like, hey, it's going to be a war. It's rightfully named the Border War 2.0. A lot of history there between these two basketball teams. And this is fun, though, isn't it? I mean, I was talking to this earlier with Kevin, David, about, you know, for fans, if Colorado State's great, but Wyoming's mediocre or bad or vice versa, this just doesn't have the same punch. But when you have two teams that have both done great things already, and I know both teams have big-time goals, doesn't that make this even more exciting than just a typical rivalry game? Or is it, to you, is it like, you know what, it's Wyoming. I don't need juice for this one. I'm always fired up for it.
I would probably say both. You know, I think there's a little bit more savor to it, you know, when both teams are good and competing for a Mountain West championship. You know, like we are right now. So, man, you know, just the energy in the building and just, you know, surrounding the rivalry has, you know, been great. I've never seen it like this since I've been here. So, you know, for it to be that way and continuing to grow as well as, you know, the programs to grow, it's just going to get even better and better each year.
Yeah, no doubt about it, man. I mean, this is how you grow the conference. It's how you grow the rivalry. And I'm seeing the trash talk all over Twitter. And I love it because you know that the ones talking trash deep down are happy that both teams are actually doing well because it makes these games even more important, even more fun for the fans. To me, it's the biggest show going on right now in the entire state, and it's an honor to be able to go tonight and, of course, follow along with you, David. And I know next we're going to get to getting to know Roddy, I should say. Ant Credit Union is putting up another David Roddy t-shirt, an official David Roddy t-shirt. So you're going to be tasked yet again to pick your favorite question. So are you ready to rock and roll?
Yes, sir. I'm ready.
All right, man. So load up the questions on our First Advantage text line. That's 888-530-0043, 888-530-0043. I'm already getting some great ones coming in. So if you have a question for David, load it up. If it's good enough, it might win you a David Roddy t-shirt courtesy of Ent Credit Union. 18 minutes after the hour, getting to know Roddy coming up next. And then after that, we'll kind of put the finishing touches on CSU Wyoming preview tonight at 7 o'clock live from Moby Arena. All right, there it is, JD. I like it. We'll be right back. It's the David Roddy Show presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza.
To win cash for that flawless bracket, join the Hall Show's Bracket Challenge for your chance to win $500. Keep listening to 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Hear in-depth preps coverage every weekday at 11 with Clark and the Coach on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Old school pump up jams, man. I like it. This is good. Ready for action tonight. 7 o'clock tip off at Moby Arena. Moby Madness is perhaps going to be at its peak tonight as we get set for the Border War second installment this season. This is the David Roddy Show presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza. And this is the time where we jump into Getting to Know Roddy presented by Ent Credit Union. They now have 45 Front Range locations, including 5 Northern Colorado locations, with more on the way. You can find one near you at ent.com. That's ENT.com. They've also been named the number one credit union in Colorado by Forbes for 4 straight years. and they're Colorado's largest credit union. Again, Ent, a proud supporter of the David Roddy Show. I know David and Ent do a lot of work together, so it just makes sense for them to be involved with the radio program. And they're throwing up another David Roddy t-shirt. So whoever wins, I'll reach out. I'll get your email, and Ent will send you the t-shirt. So bring those questions. They were great last week. Great so far. David, I know you love this segment, man. Sometimes we get some repeat questions, so you just have to refresh my memory because we've done this a lot, and I'll forget some of the questions that have already been asked.
Gotcha. Yeah, I'll let you know about
them. All right, man. Let's get to this one first. This one's from Cody. For David, do you get nervous in a buildup for games like this, or is it just kind of business as usual for you?
That's a great question. I don't get nervous. I get butterflies. My coach in middle school explained that to me. It's like nerves limit your play pretty much. It kind of holds you in being scared to make a mistake or anything like that. I get more anxious to play the game and ready to play the game and just the excitement to compete. So, don't get nervous, but I get anxious and ready to play.
You're ready to rock and roll, man. Well, for a guy like you that has so much fun playing this game, I would think you're able to kind of put those nerves aside and turn them into kind of anxious butterflies that get you ready to rock and roll. Okay, this one's not really basketball related, but I'm going to ask it anyway. This one from John. Do you know who the Eagles are? And if you do, do you like any of their music? Okay, that was kind of a random one, but I like it.
I've heard the classics from the Eagles. I do like them, but I definitely need to do a deeper dive, into the band for sure.
They have some good, like, when I listen to them, I like their main stuff. I don't know, some of the deep tracks are a little interesting, but yeah, not bad there. Okay, I like those different kind of questions. Those work. Okay, this is a good one. This is a long question here for you, David. David, you, Isaiah, DT, and John could very likely go down as the best recruiting class in CSU basketball history. What do we have to do to continue the tradition of bringing in top-level talent and be a perennial mid-major powerhouse? it says, and you can't say sign Nico to a lifetime contract. That's a good one. So what do you say to that? How do you keep getting high-caliber players like yourself to Colorado State?
Man, that's an awesome question. The first thing, I mean, now it has to be, again, I'm going to use Nico as an example, but using Nico Medved and his coaching staff and continuing the culture of understanding, relationship and fit rather than, whatever is aesthetically pleasing, right? Going to mid-major is a little bit different nowadays than it was, in previous years. The gap is starting to close super fast. So there's great basketball around the country, recruiting high character guys and young men who love the game of basketball and loving to compete is one thing, as well as, helping out with, the resources and, new locker room or just new excitement around, the basketball culture around CSU would also be, really helpful, which, the past 3 years has grown exponentially, but the sky's the limit for this program as long as we have those high character people in the building.
I love that answer. That one, by the way, was from Chris. Said, love this team. Good luck tonight. Go Rams. That was perfect. Okay, let me get to a couple. When you make the NBA, what becomes your next goal in life, David?
I gotta get there first. Trying to enjoy it as much as possible and create my impact, whatever that may be. Try to stay in the NBA as long as possible. I think that every rookie's goal is to stay as long as possible. So just enjoy it and just use my platform to help people and help other people's lives.
You got another one from the 970. Do you have any superstitions before a game? I think I've asked you that before, but let's refresh everybody.
Yeah, I don't have any superstitions before the game. I usually, keep my routine. I don't think that's a superstition. I think that's just kind of a creature of habit. So as long as my routine is all good, whether it's an away game or a road game, I'll be good. But, if I start, kind of messing up my routine or something's not going well, then might impact me a little bit, but I try not to have that much of an impact on me. So I'm a pretty routine guy, so I could say that's superstitious.
Yeah, I guess you could. In a roundabout way, you could kind of throw that in there. Here's another one for you. What advice would you give young people on how to pick the college you want to go to or that best fits you?
Yeah, that's a great one. The best fit, it's kind of with your gut and understanding who you are as a player as well, right? I think it's a two-way street. Every coach will sell you on, you know, hey, you're going to start your freshman year, you're going to play this, you're going to do this, do that, and promise you that. But, you know, I think that's a big red flag. If a coach tells you you have to earn your spot, you probably have to trust them, and because everybody has to earn their playing time. So that would be one thing, as well as just understand who you are as a player and what you want out of college. You know, some people just want to go to the biggest school and have the most fun, and some people, you know, want to pay more attention to getting better in development, right? So being a better basketball player to achieve their dreams of, you know, playing professionally. And so understanding that, hey, it might not be the biggest school or most flashy school that you go to, but if it's the best school for you and your development, I would choose that 10 out of 10 times.
I like what you said, too. So you're kind of saying be careful if those coaches or recruiters are like, hey, you're going to be the star. It's everything's going to be about you. You're kind of saying be careful there. You kind of want coaches to say, hey, you're good, but we still want you to earn everything.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, you know, that's what really Coach Bevett said. You know, he's like, hey, you know, you have the potential to be a really good player, but, you know, there's still going to be a lot of work to be done. So, I trusted Nico in it, and now, you know, it's finally paying off. So I'm glad that, you know, I made the right decision.
David, got this one from the 303 about the rivalry, about Wyoming. For you personally, is there a real hatred for the Wyoming Cowboys?
When they're in the jersey, yes, I would say so. Not off the court, but in the jerseys, yeah.
So do you know some of those guys then? You talk to them a little bit, or how's that work?
Yeah, I've talked to a few guys, just over the years, just, you know, having, you know, mutual respect as well as just respect for their game and how much they've grown as a program. Man, I have a lot of respect for that. And, you know, it's making, you know, the Border War better as well as Mountain West basketball better. So, always show respect after the game. But, you know, when in between the lines, it is definitely.
I'm going to try to get to two more because I know we're getting to a bunch. It's going to be hard to figure out who wins the T-shirt today. This one from a 970 number. Would you rather blowouts, like you guys blowing a team out, or would you rather them be close games potentially going into overtime?
I'd rather have a blowout, 100%. I don't want that just worry of might be going into overtime. I would rather have a blowout.
I think as a fan, I would rather a blowout like while it's going on, but when it's done, you walk away and you're like, oh, that was an amazing game I just witnessed. But yeah, the stress level for me is crazy. I can't imagine what it is for you and the coaching staff when you have those tight games, which that's kind of how this conference is, though. Unfortunately, there's a bunch of them.
Yeah, no, there is a bunch of them. So, man, we'll see tonight, but I'm ready for whatever.
Okay, last one for you. Do you like rivalry games the best, or do you like going up against the best? So, I mean, would you rather go up against a Wyoming knowing it's a rivalry game, or at the end of the season, you know that this team's the best team? Is that game bigger for you?
Oh, man, that's tough. It's kind of the both, really, right now. Wyoming's, you know, at the top of the conference with Boise, and, you know, they're a rival as well, so I think it makes it even better. So I would say both.
All right, man. That was great. I mean, those were great questions. I didn't think we'd do as well following up, but we did. Fantastic. Do you have any questions that stood out to you where you're saying, man, I think they deserve a David Roddy T-shirt?
I think that recruitment class one was you know, the most in-depth, and I would say, you know, something that I've never even thought about before, but I would have to give it to the recruitment class.
All right, there it is. Congrats, Chris. Congratulations to Chris on winning the David Roddy shirt. He got it, man. That was a fantastic question by you. So well done, Chris. I'll reach out. We'll get your email. There they are. Susan and Cheryl, love that. We'll get Chris's email. Well done yet again. We kind of throw you through the ringer, man. I mean, you never know where these questions are going to go, but you handle it well.
Yeah, no, it was awesome, and I love answering these questions.
That's so much fun, man. All right, thanks again to Ent Credit Union. Open up your goals, your ideas for Ent, man. I mean, they are doing some great things. They're the official credit union of David Roddy. They're for people, not for profit. Ant Credit Union now has 45 Front Range locations, including 5 Northern Colorado locations, with more on the way. Find more, find one near you at ent.com. David, we'll let you out of here. Coming up next, real quickly, we'll keep you, and we'll just look one more time at this game tonight. We'll take a short break. Let's get the latest on the local Sports Flash.
Betting Across America with Mike Pritchard, weekdays after the Hull Show on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Place is going to be moving tonight. Moby Arena, Moby Madness, rock and roll. And David, I got about 45 seconds with you, my man. I want to let you get out of here so you have plenty of time to prepare. But closing thoughts on this one tonight, an absolutely huge game for Colorado State. We've been looking forward to this one for a while now. Can you just kind of wrap this one up? Give us your closing thoughts about tonight's game.
Yeah, no, tonight's game is going to be a big matchup. You know, again, two great teams that are chasing the Mountain West Championship right now. You know, and then also, you know, talk about March as well. So, man, it's going to be a great atmosphere, you know, another sellout. And, man, I just hope to get the win tonight.
Yeah, it's going to be a big one on CBS Sports Network as well. Sold out at Fort Collins. Can't wait, man. Looking forward to seeing you tonight, David. Appreciate you. Well done, as always. Go get them tonight, my friend.
Thank you, Brady. Go Rams.
All right, there it is. The David Roddy Show, presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza. I mean, he's so much fun to talk to. Great questions, as always, by you guys. That's just something that's going to keep growing. I love it, man. And he's so pumped and enthusiastic to do it. He looks forward to it. He loves the getting to know David. He loves hearing from the listeners, asking questions about him. I mean, it's a fun feature, man, and we're really thankful that David has decided to give us that time each and every week. So it's a blast. Man, tonight's game's going to be big. Great insiders yesterday and today. We had Cody Tucker from 7220 Sports on yesterday. I love what he had to say. He's like, hey, you know what? We know the Stars are going to be doing their thing tonight, but don't be shocked if, like, a Tanjay for CSU goes off and is a difference maker, or Xavier Dussel is a difference maker tonight. You know, that's where I think for Wyoming, they're wanting to see more guys come up with those big games out. You know, obviously, they're not going to complain if their studs are doing their thing. If Maldonado and Graham EK, they're doing their stuff, that's fine. But I think, you know, as you get further into this thing and you get into the Mountain West Conference tournament and who knows beyond, you will need guys, because defenses are the further you go, the more disciplined you're going to see, the more disciplined defense you're going to see. And they're going to be drawing up game plans for the Stars. So you have to have guys that are able to pick it up tonight. And it's funny because you had Cody Tucker say that he thought John Tanjay for CSU might be a difference maker. Then you got Kevin Lytle from the Colorado, and so a Wyoming beat writer and a CSU beat writer both saying John Tanjay. Is that the common theme for tonight's game? Now, In fairness, I asked Kevin. I put him in the rapid fire segment, and I said, "Hey, who's the star of the game tonight?" And he went with John Tanjay. Cody thinks he could be the difference maker tonight for the Rams. Last time out, Tanjay played 31 minutes, had 15 points off the bench, and 5 rebounds. He's been starting a lot more since that game, so maybe he is one of those guys that can get this thing started off on the right foot. An X factor. Who do you think? Is there going to be an X factor tonight, or are you going to go with the easy one? Roddy's going to be the guy. Or Stevens is going to have a takeover game. The Rams are 6.5-point favorites against Wyoming tonight. That spread's a little interesting to me. You know, I was thinking, they're favored because they'd be at their home against Wyoming. Favorite home, sellout crowd, going to be absolutely nuts. But 6.5 is a lot. It's crazy, man. I thought 3.5, maybe 4. But Rams are looking to bounce back. They got smoked by UNLV. And they, you know, you don't want to play that team. I tell you, Kevin, in the rapid fire thing, Kevin said he thinks CSU is going to win the conference tournament. But he also wouldn't be shocked if UNLV wins it. UNLV is coming on strong. 17-11. They're 9-6 in the conference. They were up over Boise State at the half the other day. Or was it last week? So, and they still have Boise State to go. So there's a very good chance that UNLV could take all that rhythm, all that momentum that they've accrued over the last few games right into the conference tournament. They've won three in a row. They play Boise State on Saturday, I believe. That is a night game at CBS Sports Network. Whew, I'm ready for that one. That's going to be a beautiful Saturday night. I don't know what we're going to do with ourselves when basketball season. Like, I get it. The tournament's going to be fun. March Madness is going to be fun. But it's been a great time just watching these key matchups every single night. You know, there's always a game on. There's always a Mountain West Conference game on. UNLV's final three games, they play Boise State Saturday, and then they have Wyoming on March 2nd, and then at New Mexico March 5th. They're going to try to carry that momentum. Who knows? They could pull off an upset, beat Boise State, and then away we go, make that final game between Colorado State and Boise State really something. Then you still need some help, though. You still need Wyoming. You still need Wyoming to lose a game in there at some point. Wyoming has CSU, Nevada, San Diego State, UNLV, and Fresno. Can they lose two of their next five? I think it's possible. Wouldn't be shocked tonight. They lose this one tonight. And maybe they lose on the road against UNLV. They still got their home against San Diego State. So, boy, this is heating up. I'm going to be an obvious kind of guy here tonight. I look at the stars in this game. I'm going to say I think it's going to be a Graham EK David Roddy night. You know, Hunter Maldonado was the guy last time around. He was the star of that game. I think the two, the guys we talked about for a long time in Graham and David, I think those two guys are going to go off, and it's just going to be this back and forth attack. High scoring affair. I'm going to go with a high. I know Wyoming likes to slow it down, but I think that it's still going to be one. I think Wyoming's going to have to try to adjust to CSU tonight. That place is going to be absolutely nuts. I think Colorado State will be riding off of that. They're going to be using that Moby Madness energy because I guarantee it's going to be like nothing we've seen yet. I think it's going to be the loudest it's ever been. This is one of those games, man. I've been to AFC championships. I've been to Nuggets playoff games. For me, this is up there. I know it's a regular season rivalry game, but it's a regular season rivalry game that means so much for Colorado State and Wyoming. I mean, it's not the end all be all if one of them loses, but if they win, it sure as heck sounds like that one of them is going to be punching a ticket for sure. I mean, as close as you can get without saying it's official. So buckle up. It's going to be a good one. I'll get to my final predictions. Also, what's on TV throughout the rest of the area as well. You know, some national games, some local games. We'll look at that on the other side. 46 minutes after the hour. Weldworks has a Friday new beer release every single Friday at noon. That's one cool thing that's happening. Tons of cool things are happening at Weldworks, though. They got a new eatery that they just launched this week called The Annex. Great food. Like, if you have one of those palettes for interesting, delicious foods, great. That's awesome. They have that. But they also have, like, this double cheeseburger that I've heard some amazing things about that's going to take you right back to your favorite neighborhood diner growing up. So I'm very curious to check them out. I'm going to try to get in there this week, try to get in there on Friday, experience a new beer release, check out the Annex. That's Weldworks in downtown Greeley. 47 minutes after the hour, we're going to wrap up the show on the other side. We'll get to what's on TV. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy, a Northern Colorado's voice, 103.1 at 1310 KFKA.
If you want nuggets insight, then you want the Hull Show on Northern Colorado's voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Cody Ward from the Locked On Broncos podcast, part of the Locked On NFL Network. Make sure that you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA for the latest news in Broncos country.
Okay.
I'm surprised you can do you can do that, Jades. You are bringing us back to the 90s today. One of our listeners last week texted said you guys need to go with the Jock Jam stuff, and you went with the 90s style. Did they play the Macarena? Is that what that is? That was all the rage, man. That was a big deal when I was growing up. Like, everybody was doing it for like a year or two, maybe. Now they still do it, don't they?
Yeah, it's definitely a song that gets played at every dance that I've ever been
and
to.
And every game you go to. I mean, it's during a game. I mean, they're going to have it. It's crazy. What are we going with tonight? Got a texter here. Wyoming in the points is a no-brainer. The Buffs are better than the Choking Rams? What are you talking about? The Buffs are better than the Rams. Not this year. Not even close. The point spread scares me a little bit. I like CSU to win tonight. That's done. Rams are winning.
Ooh.
Cover 6.5? Yeah, why not?
I don't think it's going to happen.
You don't like it?
That's a three-possession game right there.
Could come down to free throw still and...
I'm thinking
ice this thing out with get a 7-point lead.
If it was like if it was a 5.5-point spread, I'd feel a lot more comfortable with it. But I mean, a 3-possession game is a lot.
I think that when you see CSU play bad games, you know, like they did against UNLV, I should look at that. You know, how do they respond after really bad games? Let's look at it. So after they get smoked by San Diego State, 79-49, they beat Utah State. It was a close one. They killed San Jose State. They beat New Mexico, smoked Air Force, handled Nevada for the most part. Then they lose to UNLV in Wyoming. They lost two in a row there. And that's when they came out and they beat San Diego State by one. Yeah, so it could still be a close game. But I don't see them losing. Yeah, I'm a little worried about the spread there, but I'm going to take it. I'm going to take that tonight. I think the Rams, I think it's a great game until like 3 minutes left. I can see CSU hit a couple of big buckets to put this thing out of reach for Wyoming, and the Rams walk away with an absolutely monster win. Both teams, though, still will have a great shot of going dancing. It is going to be a wonderful environment. It's going to be cold. Gonna bundle up. Gotta get my white shirt going. All that. Moby Madness. It's the whiteout tonight. Wow. See, you got this great team in your backyard, folks. I would say go out and check them out, but you can't because it's been sold out for a while. But you can watch them on CBS Sports Network tonight at 7 o'clock. Boost the ratings. Let them know that these Mountain West games are huge. Rams, Cowboys, 7 o'clock. Good night, Northern Colorado.